for a second, please.
We're in a cultural war,
Hell no, we won't.
How do you think you are talking to me like that?
I resent the fact that your implication that only you are a Canadian.
The culture war is back.
And away we go with a culture war. Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Oakley Show. After the 9 o'clock hour or into the 9 o'clock hour, we talk about things that impact our culture. And here to help us in that regard, yet again, the Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie, President of the Canada Christian College.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. And Greta Vosper, Minister at the West Hill United Church and founder of the Center for Progressive Christianity. How's Greta?
I'm great. How are you, John?
Good too, thank you. Hockey season's about to start, so I'm happy again. Happy days are here again. Now, you know, they do have, as a matter of course and rule, a protocol. They sing the national anthem before the games, as you well know. Otherwise, I'm not sure we hear it so often, so maybe people aren't familiar with the words, but apparently the words do include lines like, in all thy son's command, and God keep our land glorious and free. And that has raised the hackles of many. And it's not the first time, but it's just been brought to our attention again that there are a group of women, Margaret Atwood, the author. We've got Kim Campbell, former prime minister, senators Adrian Clarkson, Vivian Poy, former senator, about to launch a website complaining that the lyrics in All Thy Sons Command are sexist and ought to be replaced with the original, as had been penned in All Thou Dost Command, Thou Doust Command. And so is there an issue here that really does bear some revisionism? They call it the restoration of the anthem. This is their movement. I'll start with you, Greta Vosper. Changing the lyrics to O Canada, is it warranted?
It's a noble move. I think that everyone in Canada would not flinch at all if they were to learn that women have stood their ground and participated in keeping Canada as strong and free and brave on the forefront of justice as men have. So, of course, that is something that could be restored as the group that's calling this to come into action has called it. But I argue that if we're going to start going at the words, that we need to take the theistic God language out of it as well, because there are a lot of people who would identify as atheists or free thinkers or non-theists or post-theists.
So God keep our land, God keep our land glorious and free offends thee.
Offends thee. Well said, John.
Does it?
Yeah, I think that it probably offends a lot of people. Michael Enright, notwithstanding, but I'm sure that there are a lot of people who would be eager to have that phraseology changed to "We'll keep our land glorious and free" or something to that effect, recognizing that with or without God in your life, the reality is that we're the ones that have the work to do, and we're the ones who will be standing on those lines.
So you're saying it's not that important to keep God in "God keep our land." It's actually more important to take it out in order to understand that the people are sovereign.
Absolutely.
Charles McVitie.
Well, of course, Greta has no respect for the history of Canada, the heritage of Canada, and wants to change that and revise it. And in fact, this is a pet project of a billionaireess. Can I say that, Greta?
Greta's not a billionaire.
No, but Nancy Ruth, Senator Nancy Ruth, the daughter of Mr. Jackman, the founder of the National Bank, with her billions of dollars, she, of course, used her influence to even sway the Prime Minister of Canada. And in his previous throne speech, he said he was going to do this. This has been tried. It has been found wanting. It is not something that Canada wants to do. And you can't just go and rewrite the history of our nation. This nation was built on the foundations of Judeo-Christian principles, whether you like it or not. That's a fact. And this idea of being so hypersensitive to every male generic term that might be in anything is ridiculous. And then if you look at the French national anthem, and if you speak French, you know what it says. If I took French for 10 years and I can't speak French, so I have to look at the translation. And the translation
into
English is spectacular.
Charles?
The French Canadian national anthem talks about the valor of faith and carrying your cross. I think we should adopt the French version of the Canadian national anthem and sing that at every hockey game.
Well, I'm just surprised with this Charter of Quebec values, they haven't made it a point to eradicate all these vestiges of religiosity in the national anthem.
That's the next thing on the agenda. But Charles, I think that this is not at all maligning the history of Canada. We edit and revise and review and have the responsibility to do so as each new generation comes into being. And that doesn't desecrate the history. It doesn't deny it. And in actual fact, to deny that women have been part of the standing on guard for Canada, it would be revising history. And to deny that there were people who would not consider themselves theists, would not say that they come under the banner of God or Christianity, that they have also stood guard, would also be revisionist history.
The fact, though, is that no one is denying that. Women have made a tremendous contribution to Canada, and this song is not saying anything negative about women.
It's merely saying that it's time for women to be.
It's like you can't say mankind anymore because that doesn't include womankind. How stupid is this? I mean,
how hard is it to use the word humanity?
Has English literature
stick in your craw or something?
No, have we become so illiterate that we don't understand general terms in English literature?
We have to go through. That we can't find another phrase in our brains that would be more inclusive?
No, we don't have to revise heritage and history. We need to use what we have to continue to build the greatest country on earth.
Exactly.
And
which
not
is why
shape
we need
it
to
into something that is so politically correct that we don't recognize it anymore.
Actually, you know, it is our responsibility to review and revise as necessary.
Well, here's the question. When Charles speaks of tradition or heritage, and the Americans have also had this, you know, staring them in the face. God keep our land, which is the recognition of a deity that confers inalienable rights versus man-made rights. And this is why there's been a big hullabaloo about the Americans still retaining that within, you know, on their money and God we trust in their Constitution, because they believe, and I guess it goes back to the time of Enlightenment and the Founding Fathers, that there was recognition of a deity that was superior and conferred rights. You want to change the equation to where you know, the rights are made by man and the rules of and all these things, Greta, so take God out of the equation.
Well, and there's often an argument cast against atheists and freethinkers that if we give humanity the right to identify what values we want to live by, that we're going to end up murdering and thieving and raping on a regular basis because we have such faulty values. But in actual fact, we have been bringing values. Humanity has been bringing values to religious doctrine since religious doctrine came into being. And over the course of the last two millennia, we have been critiquing what has been handed to us by church fathers as the canon, the Bible. And we no longer adhere to a whole pile of stuff in there because we have brought our sense of right and wrong to that. So I think that to own that responsibility and to take that responsibility and to make that sacred, I think that's a very important thing for humanity to do at this
you
point
can't,
in time.
Greta, you can't name a country that was founded upon humanist principles that has offered freedom. No, because the Soviet Union, the communist countries, they never offered freedom. Freedom is based on the fact that God has given us equality and inalienable rights of freedom. And that's where our country comes from. That's where Western freedom comes from. And we need to continue to recognize that freedom is not a gift of humanity.
But
it's
Charles,
a gift of God.
Don't.
And that's why, let me finish. That's why, let me finish. No, I haven't finished. That's why our Charter of Rights and Freedoms begins.
But Charles,
with the words
you
that counted Canada.
Not.
No, let me
you
finish. That Canada
there.
Was founded upon the principle that recognize the supremacy of God. That is an historical fact. And you can't change history, and you can't change facts.
Okay, Charles, go back to the Hebrew Scriptures. Go back to the laws that are in there. They were, in fact, in place at one point in time, and you now do not live by them. So you have chosen to move away from the historical record.
No.
So if you can do it in that, you can do it in this.
All right, let's see what the folks have to say. The gauntlet's been thrown down. Vosper and McVitie have tabled their positions. What about yours when it comes to this proposal to change some of the lyrics in the national anthem from "In All Thy Son's Command" to be gender neutral, and also to take God out of it. God keep our land glorious and free. We'll keep our land glorious and free is what Greta's got to offer. Agree or disagree?